in the military because of my training. I've been spent 9 months or 6 months at Northwestern University studying solar flares, and about 3 months at the University of Virginia studying military government doctrine. And anybody who signed up for those courses or were assigned to them and completed the training is required to extend their time of service. Mm-hmm. So I could have been held several more months or a year. Mm-hmm. And I was a Catholic, still am. I used to go to church in Korea. And I met a major general, a fellow named General Arnold, who's Hap Arnold, who was chief of the Air Force, brother. So when they turned me down, I solicited his advice and aid and suggested that he might pull some strings and make sure I was released from active service. Mm-hmm. Well, I told him what had happened, obviously, and he did. He took an interest in my case, and lo and behold, they relieved me, and I came back to the States and came into, I've forgotten, some post way out in the south, in the west, mm-hmm. in California or Oregon or somewhere out there. But anyway, returned to the States and was then sent to Fort Sheridan, Illinois, where I was relieved from all active duty. Mm-hmm.
What was your rank at the end of the war, or when you ended
Lieutenant
your service?
Lieutenant Colonel.
You were a Lieutenant Colonel. Yeah. Did you continue on in the reserves?
I continued in the reserve and ended up a full colonel and finally became a general officer. Mm-hmm. Became Brigadier General. I took over a prisoner of war command. That was a new activity in the Army because of the riots ahead and with combat troops in the Pacific with some PWs. Mm-hmm. There was no doctrine what happened. The Army was severely criticized. They sent combat troops in to quell the riot, and of course they shot everybody up. Uh-huh. And they decided they better establish a doctrine and give some of their personnel and experience. They established the 300th Prisoner of War Command in Michigan and located it in Dearborn. Well, they had a commanding officer come in from New York to initiate the first program with the staff that were assigned to that particular activity. And he went back to New York, and then the Sixth Army personnel called me, wanted to know if I would be interested because I had the credentials. I was a graduate of military school. The only thing I didn't have was the graduate of Command General Staff College, mm-hmm. which was a tough program in the military.
Yeah. Was that at Leavenworth?
Yeah, Fort Leavenworth. So I took the assignment, and I was about ready to retire, frankly, but I decided I'd take that assignment because of rare occasion you have to get a flag rank mm-hmm. assignment. So I took it, but I was informed by the chief of staff of the, I think it was the 5th Army, not the 6th, that I'd have to go to Command General Staff College to retain the post. Well, I didn't think much about that. And 6 months later, he called me, mm-hmm. informed me that unless I made application and went, they would relieve me of my assignment. So, needless to say, I got a leave of absence from Michigan State. Mm-hmm. And in those days, the Command General Staff College at Fort Leavenworth had two programs, a short program and a long program. One was a year, and the other was about 6 months, 5 or 6 months. And in one case, they let the student personnel out on Wednesdays or Wednesday afternoon. In the other case, you went to school 6 days a week. So I went and took the short program, graduated, came back. Lo and behold, I got promoted to Brigadier General. So that's what I did in the military, and finally resigned, retired from the military, and there's no reason for me to keep active anymore, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
When you came back to Michigan State, what were some of your early recollections and how the campus has changed? John Hanna was president then, wasn't he? 1946 how would you describe the
That's an
campus at the time?
Story. Let me back up a little bit for you. I knew John Hanna, of course, since he recruited me for the football team. And on one occasion, when I was assigned to Chicago on a temporary assignment, I heard that John Hanna was in town, and he always stayed at the Drake Hotel. Well, I thought I'd call him up and say hello and tell him I happened to be in Chicago on this special assignment. So he invited me to have dinner with him that night, which I did. And after dinner, I thought we'd go out and visit, you know, roam around the town, maybe go to a theater. But no, he said, let's go up to my room. We can visit and find out what you've been doing and so on and so forth. So we did. Finally, he asked me a question about the police ad program, which existed at the time. I might add that Dean Houston and Commissioner Olander and Hannah and others were primarily responsible for the program here, including Dr. I can't think of his name. I'll think of it in a moment.
Okay.
Somebody else that was very active in getting the program started. And Hannah asked me what I thought about it. So I'd graduated from it and had very few courses in the police ad field. They only had one course, and that was, I think it was law, mm-hmm. and a course in organization. And I thought there ought to be more courses that dealt with the field itself and the organizations that existed, the kind of police service we have, and so on and so forth. So I outlined for him, at his request, what I thought ought to be done. Well, I never thought anything about it. Then I went that evening, I went back to my home. I had an apartment on the south side of Chicago. And I'm convinced that as a result of that experience, one evening, Hannah got me back on campus and ultimately asked me to serve as chairman of that program, which I did. But I am thoroughly convinced that the only reason, and one of the reasons, perhaps the primary one, was the fact that he and I had discussed this, and I had made some comments about planning that ought to go on, courses that ought to be introduced into the program. Mm-hmm. So I ended up here. That's how I think I got the job, based on it.
Did you take courses, too, while you were additional advanced? Graduate courses while you were here, or?
Oh, I did. I took several courses in the Civil Affairs Training School at Northwestern University, and I took a lot of courses in what essentially would be called political science courses, dealing with Japan and history of Japan and all the rest of it, the structure of Japanese government, and also Japanese. I spent 6 months. Learning to speak Japanese with a Nisai. We were two or three in a class, and so it was a one-to-one situation, pretty much. So I did that, and as a result, what was your question?
I was asking about courses, graduate courses that you took on campus.
Well,
and you mentioned Northwestern courses.
I finally decided I needed at least an advanced degree, and I inquired to see if the courses I took at Northwestern University would be acceptable towards an advanced degree, master's. And I found out that they were, so I requested the transfer of the courses, and I got credit for about a half of what you needed to get a master's degree at Michigan State. Mm-hmm. The other half I took at the state. While I was with the police ad program, and I took some of the courses here, filled out the necessary requirements for a master's which included the work that they accepted here from Northwestern University. Mm-hmm. So that's how I got the master's.
Were there other universities that were developing police administration courses?
Yes, across the country, pretty much in California.
California?
Concentrated mm-hmm. in California, and especially among the junior colleges.
That was the emphasis.
Yeah.
So MSU was part of that, yeah. that movement.
MSU was really the pioneer. I mm-hmm. think the first, they were leaders in the field, and the first program that offered a degree. There were programs existed, but they did not offer degrees.
I see.
You could take courses and get credit for them, but Washington State was one, University of California at Berkeley was another. Mm-hmm. But Michigan State was the first degree-granting program, five-year program.
Yeah. And most cities didn't require a degree at the time.
No,
they
no.
just had to go to the academy.
No. But. No. And one of the reasons I was interested in police ad was because having served in a big police department and having visited a number of others over the years, especially in during the in-service field training program, I was convinced that something had to be done to upgrade the quality of personnel moving into the field. Because many of the people that came in were either 10th grade graduates or high school graduates who were being recruited by police departments. And I always felt that it was a very complex requirement of police officers to deal with the kind of problem they had to, you know. And also to make friends with the communities that were serving, or at least be considered friendly. And I felt that this was a great opportunity for me to upgrade the law enforcement personnel throughout the country and to perhaps require a baccalaureate degree in order to become a police officer. So my purpose then initially was to get staff and add more courses. Turner was one of the first ones in the field of investigation, quite obviously. He's a forensic scientist, but he also had investigative responsibilities. And then I was teaching law here, which I had no business teaching. But then we got a former judge and lawyer from New York, Bob Scott. We brought him in to teach the law courses and others to teach appropriate courses. But anyway, that's what happened here, and we began with a program designed to train young men to be professionals in the law enforcement field, and it's worked. I'm real pleased with what happened. Today, if you see these ads that are looking for personnel in police departments, most of them require the baccalaureate degree or, in some cases, even the PhD.
Hmm.
And if not the PhD, they usually require the baccalaureate and the master's degree.
Mm-hmm.
So we've done it.
Were there any areas, even in the early years, where people could look to Michigan State and say, well, if you want this area of policing, you go there? And what were some that naturally that developed here?
Yeah, well,
particular
that developed
expertise.
We, as a result, we got students from all over the country, and we established a reputation. We were generally considered the outstanding program of its kind. And the evaluations that were conducted by agencies that evaluated universities and programs in the university invariably came up with the recommendation that we be considered the number one program. We had Turner, who had a master's degree, we had Scott, who had a law degree, which was equivalent to a doctorate, and he was a former judge. So we had good people and good programs, and we had outstanding instructors, and they had experience. So we actually were rated, and never were rated less than among the top three in the country, even when they got several other universities involved. And all of a sudden, you know, subsequently, why, these programs developed all over the country. And now there are, 1,000 or more, I'm sure.
in those early years, who were the other competing schools?
One of the
that had a good program?
Yeah, you know, University of California at Berkeley, and now that program was discontinued. Why, I don't know. And Washington State University, and the University of Washington, as a matter of fact, one of the faculty we hired came from the University of Washington in Seattle. Those were some of the programs that were leading programs. There's